感谢神啊，让小弟让我的太太能够来到这里跟大家一起敬拜神。
I thank God that myself and my wife can observe the Sabbath here together with everyone.
啊，让我们一起用圣经的话啊来得到造就。
And let's all be mutually encouraged by the words in the Bible.
哎，能够更认识我们崇拜的神。
Come to a clear recognition about the Lord we worship.
哎，也让我们能够在人生上啊，在走天国路上更有目标。
So that we have a clear goal as we walk on our journey to heaven.
哎，我们来看希伯来书十一章。
Turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews 11.
啊，希伯来书十一章是信心的信心啊啊，那个圣经里面所讲的信心之篇。
Hebrews 11 speaks of the faith. It is the quintessential chapter of faith.
哎，那把引用了旧约很多很有信心的人啊的榜样。
And it cites many role models from the Old Testament.
哎，来说明那个抽象的信心可以表现在我们的生活里面。
How this very abstract concept of faith can be exemplified in our practical life.
哎，我们今天只看一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
And today we'll study one character only named Abraham.
那个十一章的第八节开始，一直到十九节，讲了亚伯拉罕的四件有信心的事情。
Chapter 11, verse 8 and on speaks of four things Abraham did.
哎，第一个就是他离开家乡。
First, he left his hometown.
第二个就是他到了迦南地以后，啊，做客，在那里做客。
Secondly, he came to the land of Canaan as a stranger in a foreign country.
哎，第三个就是他神应许他要从他的太太撒拉身上生以撒。
Third, he received from his wife Sarah the heir Isaac.
哎，第四个就是以撒啊长大以后啊十几岁以后。神要把叫亚伯拉罕把他在一百岁生的以撒献给他。
Fourthly, God told Abraham to sacrifice his only begotten son.
我们今天没有办法全部讲。
We will not cover all these areas.
我们可以发觉到这个是从他七十五岁一直到差不多115岁四件大事。
We know that these are the four major events of Abraham starting from his age 75.
由他的生活上的表现，我们把这个抽象的信心看出来，表明出来。
And we are able to perceive from Abraham's story how he exemplified the very abstract concept of faith.
今天下午我们来看第九节，十一章第九节。
Let's begin with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9.
第九节。他啊，就是亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒和雅各一样。啊，这地方讲出来，亚伯拉罕到了应许之地，就是迦南地。
Abraham came to the promised land, the land of Canaan.
但是他在那里做客。
But he was like a stranger.
他住在帐篷里面。
And lived in tents.
这就是。我们今天所要谈的一起分享的主题。
This is the major topic of study today.
亚伯拉罕跟我们有什么关系？第一个问题。
First question, what does Abraham have to do with us?
亚伯拉罕是四千年前的一个人。
Abraham was a character from 4,000 years ago.
旧约的神的选民的祖先。
He was considered the forefather of the Israelites' faith.
他七十五岁开始跟从神。
When he was age 75, he began to follow God.
到了175岁。
Until when he was 175 years old.
他跟神100年。
He followed God for 100 years.
圣经里面讲说他是神的朋友。
The Bible says that he was the friend of God.
我们很难想象神怎么会有朋友。
It's hard for us to imagine how can God, the Almighty God, have a friend.
神的朋友竟然是一个人。
And how can his close friend be a man?
为什么说是亚伯拉罕是神的朋友呢？
Why do we say that Abraham is the friend of God?
因为有一次啊，神要毁灭索多玛城。
Because once God was ready to destroy the city of Sodom.
神自己讲。
And God said to.
我现在要去毁灭这个城。
I'm going to destroy the city.
我不能够隐瞒把这件事情毁灭索多玛城的事情不让亚伯拉罕知道。
And how can I hide this fact away from Abraham?
因为神认为亚伯拉罕是好朋友。
for God considers Abraham to be a close friend.
好朋友就要彼此知道个人的事情。
And a close friend means that you don't hide secrets from each other.
如果我们是神的朋友，
if we are a friend of God,
神就把他的事情告诉我们。
And God will reveal to us his events.
好像亚伯兰一样。
Just like he did to Abraham.
亚伯兰呢，为什么会被神说是他的朋友呢？
How is it that Abraham was called the friend of God?
因为他的信心。
Because of his faith.
什么叫做信心？
How do we define faith?
我们如果看亚伯兰的一生，
if we look at the whole life of Abraham,
很简单，
it's very simple.
神跟他讲什么，他信什么。
God told him this, and he followed likewise.
从来没有怀疑。
He had never doubted.
他也不会去研究说神讲的第一句话跟第二句话有冲突。
Nor would he try to study if there's any conflict between first and second statements.
神讲的每一句话，连他的标点符号我都不改变。
And he never changes one dot from God's saying.
而且他是相信神每一句话。
And he believes deeply in every statement of God.
大部分人啊，看圣经啊，都是用挑的。
Most of us, when we read the Bible, we are very selective.
我看到这些圣经很不错，我就相信了，我就去遵守。
We would selectively pick out whichever verse and obey that particular verse.
看到另外一卷圣经，我不太相信，有困难嘛。
And if we see another verse that doesn't cater to us.
所以我就把它忽略掉了。
So we would just ignore it.
神会了解我。
And because God understands us.
很简单。
Simply put.
守安息日是神叫我们守，信徒每一个人都要守的。
Keeping the Holy Sabbath is something that God commands each one of us.
安息日不是安息时，是24小时。
Holy Sabbath is not just in hours, but rather the entire day.
我们都知道，安息日到了，我们的信徒至少有三分之一，每个教会至少有三分之一，平均三分之一不会来聚会的。
We know that statistically speaking, about one third of the members do not show up for Sabbath.
因为他们对这句话，他们没有办法完全的相信。
Because they do not fully believe in this commandment.
但是亚伯兰不是。
But not so for Abraham.
亚伯兰相信神每一句话。
Abraham believes in every statement of God.
那我们跟亚伯兰有什么关系？
What do we have to do with Abraham?
亚伯兰神给他很多的福气。
God bestowed upon Abraham much blessings.
那他跟我们今天的信徒有什么关系呢？
But what does he have to do with us today as believers?
我们来看加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
到了新约圣经，保罗就写出来了我们跟亚伯兰的关系。
Paul describes what the relationship of Abraham to us.
第三章第七节。
Galatians 3 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯兰的子孙。第一个。如果我们有信心像亚伯兰一样，我们就是亚伯兰的子孙。
So first of all, if we believe in God, just as Abraham did, then we are considered his children.
第九节。
Verse 9.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯兰一同得福。
So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
神给亚伯兰的祝福跟应许临到今天我们有亚伯兰信心的信徒。
The blessing that God promised to Abraham will likewise flow to believers today who share the same type of faith.
我们对神的话如果有信心去遵守。
As long as we have faith to obey God's commandments.
圣经讲安息日是祝福的圣日，是圣日。
Bible says that Holy Sabbath is a blessed day.
是祝福的日子。
It's a day of blessing.
如果哪一个人尊重神的话。
Whoever respects God.
不以自己的事情在安息日不以自己的事情为重要。
And do not do his personal matters on Holy Sabbath.
从心里面看重神。
And he reveres God from the bottom of his heart.
看重他的诫命。
And respects God's commandments.
神就要祝福气给他。
And God will bless that individual.
这就是今天亚伯兰跟我们的关系。
So this is Abraham's relationship to us.
如果我们能够像亚伯兰那样子。
If we can behave just as Abraham did,
那我们就会得到福气。
Then we will be blessed likewise.
所以我们到新约里面讲提了很多亚伯兰的事情。
In the New Testament, there are many mentions of Abraham.
我们在属灵里面都是亚伯兰的子孙。
Spiritually speaking, we are all descendants of Abraham.
但是我们要有像亚伯兰的那种信心。
But we must show the same Abraham-like faith.
我们回来是希伯来书十一章第九节。
turn back to Hebrews 11, verse 9.
哎，第九节说，我神亚伯兰因着信，就在所应许之地做客。
Abraham by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
哎，他我刚才提的希伯来书讲了四件他的信心。
There are four matters of faith related to Abraham.
那我们今天特别讲这个这件事，在应许之地做客。
We're focused on this event that he dwelled in a foreign land like a stranger.
哎，他事实上他本来住在乌尔。
Originally, he lived in Ur.
哎，他是在波斯湾那个地方。
Which is in the present day, Gulf of.
可能伊朗、伊拉克那个南部的地方。
In southern part of Iran and Iraq.
他跟他父亲到了西北边，到哈兰，到土耳其去住。
And later on, he and his father moved to Haran, which is present day Turkey.
因为神叫他过去。
Because God told him to move it.
哎，等到他父亲死了以后，神跟他显现说：“你从哈兰再往西南走到迦南地去。”
After his father passed away, God revealed to Abraham and told him to go southward to the land of Canaan.
哎，我们来看看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的十二章。
Genesis 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们从第六节读起哈。
Verse 6.
第六节，亚伯兰啊，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕的前面以前的名字，后来神把它改成亚伯拉罕。亚伯兰经过那地，到了四件地方，像摩利的橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。第七节，神向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的神筑了一座坛啊。这个圣经告诉我们，亚伯兰出家乡的时候，神叫他离出家乡的时候，没有跟他讲目的地。
It tells us that when God told Abraham to leave his hometown, God didn't tell him where the destination was.
哎，他走了几千里路。
And he's traveled many thousands of miles.
哎，他后来到了迦南地。
Later he came to Canaan.
神说这个地方要给你的后裔。
And God told him that I will give you this land to your offspring.
哎，这就是我们通常讲的迦南应许之地。
And this is what we call the land of promise.
哎，到底应许之地，我们想象的应许之地会像什么样子呢
？What is? How do we imagine the promised land to be?
哎，圣经说是牛奶与蜜的地方。
The Bible describes it as a land of flowing with milk and honey.
难道那个地方都没有什么不好的地方吗
？Is it true that there is no terrible spots within this promised land?
哎，我没有去过以色列地我不太知道。
I've never been to Israel, so I don't really know.
我想不是那样子。
But I could probably imagine it's not like that.
那你跟我都没有去过迦南以色列地的话，那我们的想象的应许地方是什么地方
？If we have never been to a certain place, then how would we picture the promised land?
我就想到，我们很多人跟我一样来到这个美国。
A lot of us who immigrate to America,
我们还没有来之前，大概都想这个就是人间的应许之地。
A lot of us picture it to be a dreamland, like a heaven on earth.
哎，我每一次从东部啊到西部来，到加拿大，哎，到加州来。
Every time I travel from the East Coast to California,
哎，每一次我就感觉到，如果从气温来看，这真的是天堂。
Every time when I consider it from the perspective of temperature, this is almost like heaven on earth.
我五月份到 Edmonton 哈，加拿大的中部去。
In May, I visited Edmonton, the central part of Canada.
五月份呢
？This is in the middle of May.
我到达的前两天，他们下大雪。
Two days before my arrival, they had a snowstorm.
我在那边住两个礼拜。
I was there for 2 weeks.
哎，我后来回来，飞机回来，回到 New Jersey 啊，隔不久有信徒来，从他们来访问我们。他说：“你走了以后，隔天又下大雪。”
And so after I went back to New Jersey, somebody told me that as soon as you left, there was a big snowstorm.
哎，那个地方冬天有多冷吗？你知道吗
？Can you imagine how cold it was in that place?、
哎、你们看过那个气象预报没有
？Have you ever seen the weather report?
它是-40度。
It is -40 degrees.
比你那个冰冻的冰箱还冷。
It's even much colder than our freezer.
我说你们怎么活、啊、
And I asked him, how do you live like this?
真是很，对我来讲，哇，New Jersey 算是应许之地了。
So for me, New Jersey is considered a promise.
但是来到加州以后，加州天气更好。
But when I come to Southern California, this is even a much better weather.
如果我们是亚伯拉罕，
If we were Abraham,
到了迦南地，
When we came to Canaan,
神说这个是地，是迦应许之地。
And God told him that this is your promised land.
你看一看。
As you look about,
跟我的家乡乌尔跟哈兰有没有两样？
And to see if it is the same thing as my hometown Ur or Haran.
没有什么两样。
There's no much difference.
天气也不一定比较好。
The weather is not necessarily better.
那到底神为什么说这个地方是迦应许之地呢？
So why does God tell him that this is a promised land?
事实上我们都知道，亚伯拉罕活到老到死的那天，他只拥有一块坟墓地，很小的一块坟墓地。
In reality, by the time Abraham passed away, he only was able to purchase small plot of land for burial.
所以神给他的亚伯兰的那个应许之地，不是我们想象的那个意思啊。
So the promised land that God told Abraham is not something that we pictured.
希伯来书的作者，圣灵感动。
The author of Hebrew was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他就写了。
And he wrote,
亚伯兰在应许之地做客。
That Abraham dwelt in the promised land as a stranger.
如果这个地方是我们想象的最好的地方，我怎么会在这边做客人呢？
If this is the promised land, why would you live there like a stranger?
我当然就在这个地方住下来了。
Of course, you would want to make that your permanent residence.
你在这边买房子了。
And buy your house.
你在这边上班了。
And find a job.
你在这边养你的孩子了。
Raise your children.
我后后代世世代代都住在这里了。
And your offspring will live there forever.
我们不可能说去住 motel 啊。
You can possibly want to live in a motel.
因为你住 motel 就不表示这个地方是最好的地方了，你要还要搬动啊。
If you live in motel, it means that this is not the best place. It's not a permanent address.
亚伯拉罕说把他那个神给他的那个应许之地当做做客。
But we see how Abraham treated the promised land as though he was a stranger.
圣经说他住在帐篷里面。
The Bible says that he lived in tents.
他不像他的侄儿跑到所多玛城去住在那里了。
He wasn't like his nephew who moved to city Sodom to live there.
发展他的事业。
To develop his career.
甚至要做官。
Even become the governor.
亚伯兰就留在那个田野里面，草原里面继续牧羊。
Abraham continued his nomadic style as the shepherd.
很可怜，到处走，连一个房子都没有。
And he didn't even have a house to call his own. He traveled about.
我们要认识亚伯拉罕。
If we want to clearly recognize Abraham,
亚伯拉罕不是像我们啊。
Abraham was not like us.
他是怎么样的一个人呢？
What type of person was he?
他家里面有三百多人啊，318个。男人可以打仗的。
He has over 300 able-bodied men who can fight battles with him.
他不是像我们啊。
He is nothing like us.
我们家里一个佣人都没有。
In our home, we don't even have one servant.
他是一族的部落的酋长。
He was the chief of a tribe.
你想想看，他家里有多少人
？Can you imagine how many people there are in his household?
300个可以打仗的。
300 able-bodied people.
就是300个，每一个人都有一个太太。
And these men also have their own wives.
有他们的小孩子。
Their kids.
有他们的爸爸妈妈。
And their parents.
亚伯兰是上千人的族长。
So Abraham was the chief over a thousand people, likely.
他当然有权利盖一个城啊，盖一个房子给他自己住。
He had every right to build himself a citadel for his own dwelling.
信心的伟大就在这里。
So this is what's so great about his faith.
当你对神有信心的时候，
When you have faith in God,
你有这个权利住享受更好。
Even though you have the authority and the means to live a better life.
但是你的目标不一样。
But your goal is different.
你不会去跟人家一样一起去享受。
You will not enjoy life as other people do.
别人都会笑你。
Other people may laugh at you.
你那么有钱，你怎么干什么？
You're so wealthy. What are you doing?
你为什么不去玩？
Why don't you go enjoy your life?
为什么来教会聚会？
Why do you come to church for service?
你就是 vacation 啊，就是假期去别的地方玩，还礼拜六还要找教会看看有没有地方去聚会。
If you're on vacation, why would you look for places to go to Sabbath? To go to churches?
找不到教会，现在 现在旅馆自己家里人先聚会。
And if you can't find a church, you have service in the lodging facility with your family.
不是你不能做跟人家做一样的事情。
It's not that we cannot do the same thing as other people.
亚伯拉罕认为更重要的是神。
But Abraham felt that it was more important to respect God.
神是最重要的。
For God is the most important.
那个他明白了那是应许之地的意思。
And he understood what is the true meaning of the promised land.
我们来看创世纪第十二章。
Genesis 12.
第七节，我们在第七节第八节。第七节，神向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为他向他显现的神筑了一座坛。第八节，从那里他又迁到伯特利的东边的山，支他帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为神筑了一座坛，求靠神的名。啊，这个地方很一个特别的记载这几件事情。
This passage especially records these things.
第一个支搭帐篷。
First, he pitched the tent.
第二个他筑坛。
Secondly, he built an altar.
第三个是求靠神的名。
Thirdly, he called on the name of the Lord.
这三件事情是很特别的。
These are three very unique events.
他到了应许之地就做这三件事情。
Whenever he came to the promised land, these are the three things he did.
我们从创世纪十二章继续看下去，就每一次他跟神交通完，做完神的工作，或者做完每一件事情，他一定又会做这三件事情。
And as we read further on, you will discover that every time he has any kind of communication with God, these are the three identical things that he will conduct.
我们先来了解这三件事情。
So let's first explore these things.
到底这三件事情跟我今天的生活有什么关系
？What exactly do they have to do with our current life?
我们就是亚伯兰的后裔，我们就要学习他的生活。
And since we are the offspring of Abraham, we have to learn from his lifestyle.
第一个就支搭帐篷。
First of all, to pitch the tent.
很简单，支搭帐篷跟住房子一定不一样。
Simply put, pitching a tent is very different from living in a house.
他到处的移动。
Because it means that you're moving about from place to place.
他的根不是在这个地面上。
You're not rooted on earth.
你如果住在地面上，你就是定在地上了。
If you live on earth, then you will have a permanent structure.
我们都了解啊，我们如果读过这个亚伯兰的故事，就了解。
And when you study the story of Abraham, you will realize this.
在迦南地是不是大家都是信神的人呢
？In the land of Canaan, do they all believe in God?
不是啊。
No.
除了亚伯兰以外，没有人信神。
Except for Abraham, no one believes in God.
不但是这样子。
Not only so.
还有索多玛城呢、啊。
There was also the city of Sodom.
这个城是神要毁灭的城。
It is a city destined for destruction.
那你就会想啊。奇怪，在应许之地怎么会有神要毁灭的城呢
？And it might occur to you, how is it that in the promised land there is a city destined for destruction？
可见的这个应许之地不是那个意思。
So as you can see, the promised land does not mean it literally.
亚伯兰人明白了。
And Abraham understood.
亚伯兰明白神要叫他不要把他人生的价值定在这个地面上。
He understood that it was God's plan not for him to set his whole heart on earth.
我们在地面，在这个信徒啊，我们信徒啊，我们在这个地面上是住帐篷的。
Because as we live on earth, we are mere sojourners, passing through.
提摩太后书第五章。
Second Timothy chapter five.
提摩太后书的第五章，第一节。
Second Timothy chapter five, verse one.
第五章第一节。
Chapter five, verse one.
我们原知道，第五章第一节，对不起，哥林多后书，对不起，哥林多后书第五章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse one.
哥林多后书五章一节。
Second Corinthians five one.
我们原知道，我们在这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造的，在天上永存的房屋啊。第二节，我们在这个帐篷里叹息，声响的得了那从天上来的房屋，好像穿衣服一样啊！所以，我们这个人的一生啊，好像是帐篷呐、啊，住在帐篷里面。
Our entire lifetime is as though living in a tent.
不是住在房屋里面。
We're not living inside a house.
因为这个是暂时的。
Because this is only temporary.
我们都要人有一天都要离开世界的。
We know one day we will depart from this world.
很多人跟我一样来美国几好几十年了。
A lot of people are like me, come to America for many years.
现在我也退休了。
And now I'm retired.
但是退休的人呢、啊，有很好，没有工作压力。
A retiree has a good lifestyle because you don't have any work pressure.
但是很多人呢、啊，常常要找医生。
But a lot of people often have to visit the doctors.
跟我一样。
Like me.
因为你这个帐篷已经旧了。
Because your tent is worn out.
有一天要没有了。
One day it will perish.
你如果到去看那些啊得重病的人。
If you ever seen patients who are gravely ill.
你就了解这个问题。
And you will see this issue.
人生是短暂的。
That our life is very short.
这个是暂时的。
It's only temporary.
亚伯拉罕明白。
Abraham understood.
他拥有很多的钱。
Though he was very wealthy.
但是他不把它注重在这里。
But his focus wasn't on earthly tents.
这是我们应该要明白的。
This is something that we need to know clearly.
我们这个身体完了以后就要见神了，要去到天上去了。
Once this body is destroyed, we go to heaven and to meet God.
我们再回来看希伯来书十一章。
Turn back to Hebrews 11.
为什么亚伯兰在应许之地做客呢？
Why does Abraham live as a stranger in the promised land?
他不会把这个希望、他的盼望、他的努力放在这个地上呢？
Because he did not pin his endeavor and his hope on earth.
因为他已经了解了，
For he understood this.
这个地面是暂时的，
That this earth is temporary.
他要追求那个更好的、更美好的。
And he's pursuing for something that is far better.
十一章的希伯来书十一章第十节。
Hebrews 11 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
原来他在等更好的东西啊。
He was looking forward to something that was far better.
真正有根基的神。
Something that was foundation of God.
那因为那是神建的。
Because the builder is God.
从13节以下再解释，就是天城、天国。
Verse 13 and on goes on to describe the heaven.
如果我们明白这个道理。
If we understand this message.
我们对天国就有把握了。
Then we will be...Well, we will be sure of this heavenly dwelling.
我们对天国有把握，我们今天活的生活方式就不一样了。
When we have assurance in heaven, then our lifestyle today will change.
因为天国是无跟地面上是没有办法比较的。
Because heaven is far beyond comparison with earth.
亚伯兰明白这件事情。
Abraham understood this.
所以他在日常生活当中，他就住帐篷，不住房子。
In his regular life, he lived in tent, not houses.
不是他没有钱。
It wasn't because he was poor.
因为他明白。
Rather, he understood.
他不把这个重点，他的时间、精力、重点放在这个地面上。
He does not place his focus, time, or effort on earth.
他要求那个更美好的家乡在天国。
He was seeking for the far better country in heaven.
主耶稣也跟他的门徒讲。
The Lord Jesus told his disciples,
你们不要悲伤。
Do not be sad.
我离开你们是好好处的。
It's better that I depart from you.
我到天国去准备地方。
I will go to heaven and prepare a place for you.
我要再来。
I will come again.
这是我们信徒从神得到的最宝贵的事情。
And this is the most precious thing we can get from God.
主耶稣都跟我们保证。
Lord Jesus guaranteed to us.
天国的基业是给相信的他的人。
The heavenly inheritance will be given to those who believe in him.
亚伯兰住帐篷。
Abraham dwell in tents.
我们今天聚会，安息日聚会。
Today we keep the Sabbath.
为什么我们要聚会？
Why do we have service?
有一个目的啊。
There is a goal.
借着我们现在的聚会拜神。
Through this service we worship God.
来看出来，将来在天国我们做什么。
And this will portend. This will foretell what we're going to do in heaven.
这个就是。天国的蓝图啊
！Because this is a blueprint for heaven.
有的人问呢、啊，我在天国，我到天国做什么
？Some people may question, once I get to heaven, what exactly do I do?
到底我要吃什么
？What would I eat?
有一个小朋友问了一个问题。
There was a young child who asked this.
到地狱去啊，有没有 Kentucky Chicken？
If I go to hell, would there be Kentucky Fried Chicken？
他还想吃披萨了。
He still wants to have pizza.
他不了解那个是属灵的事情。
He doesn't understand that it's a spiritual matter.
但是我们大的成人的信徒啊，也不要跟小孩子一样。
But we as grown-ups, we should not behave as children.
我们到天国做什么？
What do we do when we go to heaven?
那时候没有人讲道了。
There is no one delivering sermon.
因为主耶稣亲自讲道。
Because Lord Jesus himself will deliver sermon.
那时候也没有人弹琴了。
There's no one playing the piano.
因为那时候天使在吹号。
because at that time the angels will blow horns.
你想做圣工啊，都没有了。
Even if you want to perform sacred work, there's no assignment for you.
我们就坐在那里。
All we do is we sit by the pews.
听主耶稣讲道。
And we listen to Lord Jesus deliver sermon.
换句话说
，In other words,
如果你今天聚会讲道，你不想听的话。
If today you don't like to listen to the sermon on the pulpit,
哎，祷告的时候也不想祷告。
And during the prayer, you don't want to listen. 哎，you don't want to pray.
将来你到天国去参观一下。
And in the future, if you go to heaven,
哎呦，原来天国就是像我在厄门教会聚会那样。
And you discover, the heaven is just like when we had the service in Irvine.
我不去了。
I won't go.
我下地狱去了。
I'd rather go to hell.
因为太痛苦了。
Because it's too much pain.
哎，我只是说笑了哈。
This is just joking.
我们要想一想。
But we need to think.
今天不想聚会啊，将来你怎么敢去想要聚会呢
？If today you don't want to keep the Sabbath service, then in the future you won't have a chance.
哎，求神带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
启示我们。
To reveal to us.
明白我们今天所住我们在地面上的聚会是有价值的。
And understand that our service today on earth is valuable.
哎，是准备我们将来到天国去的。
Because we are preparing ourselves for heaven.
啊，求神给我们力量。
We ask the Lord to give us strength.
第二件事情，亚伯兰做了，除了支搭帐篷以外，就是筑坛。
Secondly, Abraham built altar.
哎，筑坛是做什么？
What's altar for?
主要筑坛主要最重要是献祭。
Altar is meant for offering of sacrifices.
献祭少不了两件事情。
When you offer sacrifice, there are two elements to that.
第一个就是献祭的人就是祭司。
First of all is the one who makes the sacrifice, the priest.
第二个就是祭物。
Secondly, the offering itself.
我们的信徒又是祭司又是祭物。
As believers, we are both a priest and the sacrifice.
我们看希伯彼得前书第五章，第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
第五节。
Verse five.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter two, verse five.
你们来到主的面前，也像活石，也建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。啊，前面那个活石灵宫，我们就不讲了。啊，我们来讲圣洁的祭司。还有神借着耶稣基督献给神的灵祭。
We focus on being a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们是祭司。
We are both priests.
旧约的祭司才有资格进圣所去敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, only the priests were qualified to go into inner sanctuary to offer the sacrifice.
祭司是哪一种人呢
？What kind of people were priests?
祭司的服装里面有一个牌子。挂在这里。
As priest, you have to wear some sort of emblem on your head.
上面有几个字。
There are some words, inscriptions.
归神为圣。
Holy to the Lord.
就是你是分别出来的。
That means that you're set apart to be holy.
神把你分别出来。
God set you apart to be holy.
归给神。
And to belong to God.
是圣洁的。
To be holy.
所以第一个敬拜神，做筑坛的意思就是圣洁。
So the first meaning for building the altar is to be holy and sanctified.
这个圣洁是照神的标准，不是照人的标准。
This holiness is according to God's definition rather than human standard.
按照神的话去做的人才是圣洁。
Only those people who walk in the commandments of God will be considered holy.
这种人只照神的话去做，所以跟世界上的人分开的。
And these people, because they obey and keep the words of God, they are separate from worldly people.
这种人在神的眼光来看就是圣洁的。
In God's eyes, these people are considered sanctified.
这种人才可以献祭。
Only these people are qualified to offer sacrifice.
这圣经的解释啊，非常的奥秘。
The definition of the Bible is quite mysterious.
我们是祭司，献祭的祭司。
We are both the priests that offer the sacrifice.
但是那个祭物是谁呢？
But who is the sacrifice itself?
我们又是那个祭物。
We are also that sacrifice.
什么？我献我自己吗
？So what does that mean? I'm offering myself.
那个是另外一个意思了。
There is another shade of meaning.
除了说我们要保持圣洁以外
，besides keeping ourselves sanctified,
我们也要像那个祭物一样
We should also behave just like the sacrifice.
什么叫做祭物？
What is a sacrifice?
旧约里面把动物先皮剥掉，洗好，剥掉。
In the Old Testament, sacrifice need first be remove the skin.
头啊尾啊切掉。
And then cut off the head, the tail.
把里面内脏清干净。
And to clean out the innards.
剩下的肉啊切成一块一块的。
And then chop up all the rest of the meat.
然后就放在坛上，就用火烧给神。
And it's placed upon the altar and it's burned to God.
那个祭物等到切成一块一块以后，看不出是谁是谁了。
Once the sacrifice is cut up into pieces, you can't tell apart who is who.
我们已经不是我们了。
We are no longer ourselves.
因为神把我们砍成一块一块的。
Because God has chopped us into pieces.
这样子一烧，有香气。
And once we are burned up, there will be aroma.
我们来看以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5.
第五章。
Ephesians 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
五章二节。
Ephesians 5:2.
也要凭着爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。我们要效法耶稣基督。
We have to imitate Christ.
好像祭物献给神。
And just like being offered as a fragrant offering.
但是这个祭物要烧起来要香的，不是臭的。
And this offering, once it's burned, need to be fragrant rather than smelly.
你如果 barbecue 啊，你这个 barbecue， 你如果里面内脏没有清好，你去烧烧看，臭死啊。
When you're barbecuing something and you don't clean out the innards, it will smell terrible.
所以你要把里面的脏东西都除掉。
So we need to remove all the filth inside.
所以他这个圣经就告诉我们我们不能够有污秽，要保持圣洁。
The Bible tells us that we have to remain sanctified and not be defiled.
我们来看。罗马书十二章。
Romans 12.
祭物是什么意思？
What does it mean by sacrifice?
到了新约里面。
In the New Testament.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的纯良、善良、纯全、可喜悦的事情。保罗要叫我们把这个身体献作活祭。
Paul told us that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所有的祭物都是死的。
All the sacrifices are already dead.
因为你把他杀死了。
Because you already slaughtered.
所以神不是叫我们把自己杀死的。
And God doesn't mean that we have to kill ourselves.
我们是祭物，但是是活的。
Even though we are sacrifices, but we are alive.
所以这是属灵的意思。
And there is a spiritual meaning to this.
他说这个是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It's holy and pleasing to God.
我们要成为一个香的祭物，是圣洁的，神喜欢的。
We need to be a pleasing aroma sacrifice to God.
这地方讲说第一节的下句，如此侍奉是理所当然。
And it says that this is your spiritual act of worship.
他英文念的worship 就是崇拜。
Worship means we worship God.
我们有时候觉得说崇拜就是我们坐在这里拜神呐。
When we think of a word worship, we worship God as we sit in the chair.
这个不一定是拜神啊。
But that doesn't necessarily mean worshiping God.
我们要问我们自己，我们是不是活祭？
We need to ask ourselves, are we living sacrifices?
如果我们是活祭，那我们就是拜神啊。
If we are living sacrifices, then we are truly worshiping God.
这种人来拜神，神才悦纳。
Only we behave like this, will God be pleasing and accept us?
如果不是活祭，
If we are not living sacrifice,
你拜神也枉然了。
Even if we worship God, it's in vain.
主耶稣在世的时候最责备这个法利赛人，你那根本没有资格。
When Lord Jesus was on earth, he criticized the Pharisees, saying that you are unfit to be worshiping God.
你们假冒为善了。
For your hypocrites.
你们有灾祸了。
And woe to you.
你最好不要生出来。
And it's better that you weren't even born.
主耶稣责备他们。
And this is how Lord Jesus rebuked them.
可见我们肉体在拜神，不一定是真正拜神。
So as As we can see, even if we are physically worshiping God, that doesn't mean necessarily we are worshiping God.
怎么样才能够达到做活祭呢?
In what ways can we attain to become a true living sacrifice?
第十二章第二节告诉我们,
Chapter 12, verse 2,
有两个方面。
There are two aspects.
第一个,不要效法这个世界。
First of all, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
第二个,要心意变化,更新,明白神的旨意。
Second, be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
第一个,就是不要跟世界同化。
First, do not conform to the world.
第二个，你要更新。
Second, renewal.
更新是永远的，
renewal,
不断的。
Renewal is a constant.
你的不跟世界同化也是不断的努力的。
Do not conform to the world is also a constant endeavor.
我们回来看亚伯拉罕。
Turn back to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他明白这件事情。
Abraham understood this.
他从他的生活里面表现出来。
And he showed this in his daily life.
他住在应许之地方。
Though he was living in a promised land,
他知道真正的意思不是更深的一层。
But he understood the deeper meaning of a promised land.
他要不效法这个世界。
He will not conform to the world.
他要跟罪恶隔开。
He will cut himself away from sin.
创世纪的十二章告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 12, it tells us.
他走了几上千里的路以后，他来到迦南地。
After traveling several thousand miles of journey, he came to the land of Canaan.
神告诉他，这就是应许之地。
God told him that this is the promised land.
但是十二章的第十节，亚伯拉罕在迦南地，在应许之地遇到饥荒了。
But in chapter 12, verse 10, though he came to the promised land, he also encountered famine.
我们会不会想过，应许之地是神祝福的地方，难道还会饥荒吗？
Has it ever occurred to us, since this is the promised land, how can there be possibly be famine?
可见的这个应许之地不是你想象的那个地方啊。
So,
不是天国。
You can tell that this promised land really is not as we picture. It's not heaven.
神使那个地方有饥荒。
For God allowed famine to take place.
亚伯拉罕为了生存生活，为了家庭，带着家里的人啊，就要搬到埃及去暂时居住。
And Abraham had to move his entire family down to Egypt in order to survive.
十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10.
为什么说暂时居住？
Why does it say that he went down there for a while?
因为亚伯拉罕知道。神不要他离开应许的地方。
Because Abraham understood that God doesn't want him to depart from the promised land.
但是现在有饥荒，那怎么办？
But what happens now? Because there's famine.
为了他是一家之主啊，他就负责啊，要养活他们，就跑到南部埃及去了。
And since he was the head of the household and he had to ensure everyone's survival, he went down south.
他没有想到啊，他还没有走啊。就发生了一件事情。
I didn't realize that even before he left, that something happened.
圣经就把它记起来。
The Bible also recorded.
从迦南地到埃及几百里路。
Moving down from Canaan to Egypt, probably a distance of hundreds of miles.
从他家乡乌尔到哈兰到迦南地上千里路。
From his hometown Ur to Haran down to Canaan, there were over thousands of miles.
走了那么远的路。
After traveling such far journey.
圣经没有记载他怕过。
The Bible never recorded that he was in fear.
但是现在在走几百里路。
But now he's only traveling a few hundred miles.
他马上怕了。
He was frightened.
他跟他太太讲。
He told his wife.
你太漂亮了。
You're too pretty.
你要告诉人家你是我的妹妹，不是我的太太。
You need to tell other people that you're my sister. You're not my wife.
有一次啊，我们查经查到这里。
Once we were studying the Bible passage.
那个小孩子就问啊。
So a child asked this question.
亚伯拉罕怎么会突然怕起来了？
How come Abraham suddenly became frightened?
难道他的太太突然之间漂亮了吗？
Did his wife suddenly became beautiful?
会化妆了吗？
And she become very good at cosmetics.
他太太没有变。
She did not change.
他自己变了。
But rather, he changed.
他怎么变了？
How did he change?
他怕了。
He became frightened.
他怎么会怕了？
Why was he frightened?
他走了那上千里路都没有不怕。
He traveled thousands of miles without fear.
怎么现在走那么短的路就怕？
How can he become suddenly frightened with such short journey?
因为神没有跟他讲说叫他去。
Because God did not tell him to go down there.
他没有神的话。
He did not receive the message of God.
他没有得到用神的话来做决定，他就怕了。
He did not consult with God, and therefore he decided with fear.
圣经告诉我们，神保守他在埃及。
The Bible records that God protected him while he was in Egypt.
他的太太被王抢走了。
And his wife was kept captured by the king.
哎，准备做他做王的太太啦。
Ready to become the harem of the pharaoh.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible says，
哎，神降灾在埃及的法老王的一家。
God sent disaster into the pharaoh's household.
到底什么灾害不知道，没有写。
It doesn't say clearly what type of disaster.
更奇妙的一件事情。
What's more miraculous?
哎，那个王还知道。我家在我今天 王的家里面有这个灾殃，是因为 我把亚伯兰的太太拿过来。
This king understood the reason why he was going through this disaster was because he took the wife of Abraham.
哎，他骂亚伯拉罕。
And therefore he scolded Abraham.
你到底是做什么？你怎么骗我？
What have you done? How can you deceive me?
明明是你太太嘛，你怎么说你是我差点犯了大罪
？She's your wife, and I almost did something terrible.
哎，他就把她送走了，送回家，赶回家了。
The Pharaoh sent Sarah away.
哎，但是送给她很多的东西。
But also gave much gifts.
哎，所以亚伯兰更富有了。
So Abraham became even wealthier.
哎，我们有时候读到这里啊，就不了解。
When we read this passage, it may puzzle us.
哎，一个信徒犯罪了。没有照神的话去做。
A believer had sinned and did not follow God's word.
哎，没有想到神没有责备这个信徒，反而责备那个没有信神的人。
Why is it that God did not scold this member and instead scold the unbeliever?
哎，圣经也没有讲神责备亚伯拉罕。
The Bible doesn't say that God scolded Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕明白。
But Abraham understood.
我们怎么知道亚伯兰明白呢
？How do we know that he understood?
我们怎么知道亚伯兰知道神用爱心在管教他呢
？How do we know that God disciplined Abraham with love?
我们看他回来到什么地方去
？And let's look at once Abraham returned, where did he go?
我们看十三章
，Chapter 13.
十三章第三节
，Genesis 13 verse 3.
第三节，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和埃的中央，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方。第四节，
Four.
也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告神的名，啊、嗯，感谢神，他回到原来筑坛求告神明的名的地方，就是迦南地了。
And Abraham returned to the place where he pitched tent, and he called upon the name of the Lord. It was in the promised land.
哎，他明白了。
For he understood.
神不要他离开。神要叫他住的地方。
God did not want him to depart, but live in the designated place.
哎，更重要的是，要过怎么样的生活
？But more importantly, to live what type of lifestyle?
哎，神要我们过什么生活
？What kind of lifestyle does God wish for us?
筑坛，求告神的名。
Build altar and call on the name of God.
筑坛就是跟世界隔开。
To build altar means that we need to cut ourselves apart from world.
迦南地有所多玛城。
In the promised land, there was a Sodom, city of Sodom.
神要毁灭的地方。
It was a place for destruction.
但是，真正的地方，主亚伯拉罕明白的那个地方，就是筑坛献祭的地方。
But in that place, Abraham understood he needs to stay in a place to build altar and call on the name of God.
从此以后，他无论到哪里，他一定筑坛求告神的名。
So ever since then, wherever he traveled, he would always build an altar and call on the name of God.
我们在美国。
As we live in the United States.
你到哪里去
？Wherever we go.
你就要筑坛。
We need to build an altar.
你要宣求告神的名。
And we need to call on the name of God.
哎，我们要分别为圣。
We need to set ourselves apart to be holy.
可能我们到那个地方只有我们一家是信徒。
It may be that we move to a place that we are the only household of member of God.
好像亚伯兰一样。
Just like Abraham.
照样筑坛。
But we still built an altar.
照样家庭聚会。
And we still have family service.
照样求告神的名。
And we still call on the name of God.
这就是亚伯兰明白的一件事。
This is what Abraham understood clearly to his heart.
在应许之地做客。
While he's in promised land, he lived as a stranger.
他住在帐篷里面。
He lived in tents.
他要筑坛。
And he will build altar.
他下定决心。
He set the determination.
跟这个世界分开。
That he will cut himself away from the world.
十三章告诉我们。
13 tells us,
他跟罗德分家的时候
that when he separated from Lot,
他搬家了他就用这个原则
and when he moved, he lived with this kind of principle.
罗德要往索多玛城去他不阻挡他
well, Lot was moving toward the city of Sodom and Abraham did not prevent him.
因为他已经长大了
for he was a grown man.
他自己做了决定
he can make his own decision.
但是他把握他自己
but Abraham had to make sure that he was safe.
哎，十四章的最后的地方告诉我们。
In chapter 14, the last part.
哎，罗德住的所多玛城打败，罗德被抓走了，所有的东西都拿走了。
that the city of Sodom was defeated and everything that Lot had was captured.
亚伯兰有爱心，带着他的318个兵丁，壮丁啊，还有他的好朋友去把他救出回来。
And Abraham was very kind-hearted and brave, so he took his 318 men to pursue after the kings and brought back Lot.
有两个人，亚伯兰打胜仗回来，有两个人来迎接亚伯拉罕。
And when Abraham returned triumphantly, there were two people who came to welcome him.
当中有一个就是索多玛王。
And one was the king of Sodom.
索多玛王跟亚伯兰讲。
King of Sodom told Abraham,
你把人给我，所有财物都给你。
Just give me my people, and then you can have all the treasures.
亚伯拉罕怎么讲？
What did Abraham reply?
创世纪十四章。
Genesis 14,
22节。
Verse 22.
22节。亚伯兰对索多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神主启示。23节。
23.
凡是你的东西，就是一根绳、一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰宿主。亚伯兰早就下定决心了。
Abraham had long determined,
而且发誓,
and also made a vow.
向神发誓,
he vowed to God,
我绝对不拿索多玛城的一根线, 一根鞋带,
that he will accept nothing belonging, not even a thread or a thong of his sandal from Sodom. Why?
为什么他那么决心要跟罪恶隔绝呢?
Why was he so determined to cut himself away from sin?
他说, 我不要索多玛王啊, 你说将来亚伯兰发财, 有钱了, 富有了, 是因为我给你的。
He doesn't want the king of Sodom to be ever to say that he made Abraham rich.
什么叫做足坛的生活?
What does it mean, a life of altar?
我们的生活不是靠罪恶赚取罪恶里面的钱。
Our lifestyle does not depend on generating money from evil.
跟罪一点关系都没有。
And it has nothing to do with sin.
正正当当的。
It has to be very upright.
神祝福的。
And it is something that God blesses.
这个叫做亚伯拉罕的信心。
This is the faith of Abraham.
最后啊，亚伯拉罕求告神的名。
And lastly, Abraham called upon the name of God.
求告神的名又叫做宣告神的名。
To call upon the name of God also means to proclaim the name of God.
从十二章、十三章，他都在宣告神的名。
From chapter 12-13, he has been proclaiming the name of God.
什么叫做宣告神的名？
What does it mean to proclaim?
除了我们要保持圣洁以外，
Besides keeping ourselves sanctified,
信徒要有一个责任。
As members, we have the responsibility.
要就见证我拜的神。
We need to testify about the God that we believe in.
让人别人我周围的人明白我是真正拜神的人。
So that people who live around us can clearly recognize we are members of God.
旁边的人都明白你是拜神的人。
And other people can clearly see that we are God's people.
你无形当中就宣告了神的名。
So even without saying a word, we have been proclaiming that we are God's people.
我们来看啊。这个创世纪二十一章
Genesis 21
这地方有一件事情
Genesis 21
二十一章二十二节
21 verse 22
这地方有一个王叫亚比米勒
There's a king called Abimelech
亚比米勒认识亚伯拉罕
Abimelech he's known Abraham
他认识他什么
What does he know about Abraham
他是属神的人
That he was a man of God
他怎么知道亚比米勒怎么知道亚伯兰是属神的人呢
How does Abimelech know that Abraham was a man of God
因为神跟他同在保佑他
For God is with Abraham in everything he did
他的生活跟神的祝福是一样一致的
His life and God's blessings are in parallel
我们创世纪二十一章二十二节
Genesis 21 verse 22
二十二节当那时亚比米勒同他的军长非哥对亚伯拉罕说：“凡你所行的，我都有神的，都有神的保佑。”这句话非常的宝贵。
This is a very precious statement. God is with you in everything you do.
亚伯拉罕没有说一直在那边讲道理给人这些人听啊。
Abraham didn't have to preach the gospel to these people.
亚伯拉罕是用他的信仰的生活、日常生活，让别人知道他是神属神的人，神祝福他、保佑他。
Through his lifestyle of faith, he allowed other people to realize that he is one who is blessed by God.
这是非常的重要。我们得到神的恩典。
It's very important that when we receive the grace of God,
我们要做出来，显出来，我们是真正的基督徒。
We have to show ourselves to be true Christians.
我们不但要宣传神的福音，
we not only have to preach the gospel of God，
我们要遵守神的道理，
we have to walk in his commandments，
弟兄姊妹要彼此相爱，
brothers and sisters have to love one another，
人家就看出我们是神的门徒，
then other people can see that we are his disciples，
任何人来到我们当中，
anyone who comes amongst us，
他就被这个爱吸引住，
and they will be attracted by this love，
因为看出来我们当中有神，
for they can see that there is God amongst us，
主耶稣升天前两大使命。
Before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he had two great commissions.
第一个就宣道，第二个牧养。
Number one is to preach the gospel. Two is to pastor the sheep.
我们在这当中有主耶基督的爱。
And amongst us, we have the love of Christ.
我们能够显耀神的名。
When we can glorify the name of God.
不会把神的名污秽了。
We do not defile God's name.
能够荣耀神的名。
We can glorify God's name.
这叫做求靠神的名。
This means to call upon the name of God.
这叫做宣告神的名。
And this is what it means to proclaim the name of God.
亚伯拉罕在神应许的迦南地做客人。
While Abraham was in the promised land, he was a stranger.
三件事。
Three things.
支帐篷。
Built the tent.
不以地面 为人生 的定点。
And he did not take root on earth as his ultimate goal.
努力的是天上的天国。
He strived for the heavenly inheritance.
第二个足坛。
Secondly, he built the altar.
过着圣洁的生活。
He lived a holy life.
做一个圣洁的祭司。
And be a sanctified priest.
做一个活祭。
And became a living sacrifice.
第三个求告神的名。
Thirdly, call upon the name of the Lord.
让人能够借着我的生活，我们的生活，认识这位宇宙创造宇宙万物的真神。
So other people can come to know God through our lifestyle.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May Lord Jesus guide us.
愿我们从这里能够更认识神。
So through this message, we can come to a more deeper recognition of God.
在我们日常生活，基督徒的生活更有目标，有方向。
That we have a more clear direction as we live as a Christian.
荣神益人。
To glorify God and benefit others.
我们来唱诗187首。
Sing hymn 187.